Jerusalem. He mobilized the house of Judah and Benjamin. 180,000 chosen warriors to fight against Israel and restore the kingdom to Rehoboam. But the word of the Lord came to Shemaiah the man of God. Tell Rehoboam, son of Solomon, king of Judah, and all the Israelites in Judah and Benjamin, that this is what the Lord says. You are not to go up and fight against your brothers. Each of you must return home, for this word is from me. So they listened to the words of the Lord and turned back from going against Jeroboam. Rehoboam continued to live in Jerusalem, and he built up cities for defense in Judah. He built up Bethlehem, Etam, Tekoa, Beth Zor, Soko, Adullam, Gath, Mareshah, Ziph, Adoraim, Lachish, Azekah, Zorah, Aijalon, and Hebron, the fortified cities in Judah and Benjamin. He strengthened their fortresses and put officers in them with supplies of food, oil, and wine. He also put shields and spears in all the cities and strengthened them greatly, so Judah and Benjamin belonged to him. Moreover, the priests and Levites from all their districts throughout Israel stood with Rehoboam. For the Levites left their pasture lands and their possessions and went to Judah and Jerusalem, because Jeroboam and his sons had rejected them as priests of the Lord. And Jeroboam appointed his own priests for the high places, and for the goat demons and calf idols he had made, those from every tribe of Israel who had set their hearts to seek the Lord their God, followed the Levites to Jerusalem to sacrifice to the Lord, the God of their fathers. So they strengthened the kingdom of Judah and supported Rehoboam, son of Solomon, for 3 years, because they walked for 3 years in the way of David and Solomon. And Rehoboam married Mahalath, who was the daughter of David's son Jerimoth, and of Abihail, the daughter of Jesse's son Eliab. She bore sons to him, Jesh, Shemariah, and Zaham. After her, he married Maachah, daughter of Absalom, and she bore to him Abijah, and Tizizah, and Shelomith. Rehoboam loved Maachah, daughter of Absalom, more than all his wives and concubines. In all, he had 18 wives and 60 concubines. And he was the father of 28 sons and 60 daughters. Rehoboam appointed Abijah, son of Maachah, as chief prince among his brothers, intending to make him king. Rehoboam also acted wisely by dispersing some of his sons throughout the districts of Judah and Benjamin, and to all the fortified cities he gave them abundant provisions and sought many wives for them.